This is VA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. G7 leaders will commit on Sunday to increase their climate finance contributions with a spending pledge of $100 billion a year to help poorer countries cut carbon emissions and cope with global warming. As part of plans billed as helping speed the finance of infrastructure projects in developing countries and a shift to renewable and sustainable technology, the world's seven most advanced economies are making the pledge at the G7 summit in southwestern England. Some green groups are unimpressed, with Greenpeace UK saying host British Prime Minister Boris Johnson had, quote, simply reheated old promises, and that it would, quote, take nothing for granted until nations came up with the money. Developed countries agreed at the United Nations in 2009 to together contribute $100 billion each year by 2020 in climate finance to poorer countries, many of whom are grappling with rising seas, storms, and droughts made worse by climate change. That target was not met, derailed in part by the coronavirus pandemic, which forced the British government to postpone a United Nations climate change conference until later this year. At least 12 people were killed and 39 seriously injured Sunday after a gas line explosion tore through a residential neighborhood in central China. Responders to the early morning blast in the city of Xi'an in Hubei province sent more than 150 people to the hospital, according to officials quoted by state media. The cause of the explosion remains under investigation. The blast struck a two-story building, which includes pharmacies, restaurants, and other businesses. More than 900 people were evacuated from the area. Images showed rescuers climbing over broken concrete slabs to reach those trapped inside. This is VOA News.